With KAZU News, I'm Scott Cohn. The demilitarized zone between North and South Korea is the most fortified border in the world. Hundreds of thousands of troops from both sides stare each other down 24/7. And just a mile away, within a restricted buffer known as the Civilian Control Zone, lies Tongil-chon, the Unification Village. More than 400 people live there, mostly farmers. Student journalist Oscar Jimenez of Cal State Monterey Bay visited Tongil-chon. In the second part of his series, he visits a Christmas party held at the village's community center, where he spoke to farmers about living a rural life in one of the most conflicted places on Earth.
Inside the community center here in Tongil-chon, villagers gather to unwind from work out in the fields to enjoy some good food and even better beer. But beyond the festivities and the beer, the theme of the night is reunification. And with the many connections between the war and Tongil-chon, the conversation often circles around the idea that one day, North and South Korea might be unified again. Lee Jun-sub has been farming rice and peppers in the village for most of his life. For Lee, the village is a reflection and a reminder of the divide that continues to exist.
In a way, our village is a barrier brought about by the great tragedy of our people that is the North-South division.
From the village, you can see North Korea in the distance. South Korea planned it that way when it founded the village in 1973 as a mark of national strength in the face of the North. Back then, the government chose 40 civilian families and 40 military families to live in Tongil-chon. Most were farmers who were willing to accept the dangerous border and the strict curfew. Now, the curfew is less strict, but the danger is still present. For instance, there are more than 1 million active landmines across the DMZ, left over from the Korean War. Many of them are dangerously close to Tongil-chon.
During monsoon season, even on the asphalt roads, landmines get swept down and explode.
Myung Sung-wi, now in his 30s, grows apples with his father. They moved to Tongil-chon in search of a more simple life. They struggled at first farming in between brutally cold winters, but eventually they figured it out.
Life here is just flat, peaceful, not overly fun or active, and also not too loose. It is just that, can't be defined otherwise.
Min Young-gun is also at the party. His family was one of the original civilian families that populated Tongil-chon. He was born here and has farmed ginseng and soybeans ever since he could remember. Just like Myung, the threat of danger has faded into the background of the peaceful life of the village.
We have become numb to such things. They issue emergencies for everything, so we just think, oh, another one. We do not think about why. We just see that there is an emergency and think there must have been another incident.
That kind of complacency is something that farmer and head of the village's community center, Park Kyung-ho, worries about. Many of the villagers are elderly, so if an attack from North Korea were to happen, Park fears they won't be able to reach the village's bomb shelters in time.
Becoming dull is something which scares me.
When war split the peninsula in half, it not only divided the area, but it divided a people. Families were separated with no possibility or hope of seeing each other ever again, which is exactly what happened to Min's family.
My mother's side of the family has their hometown up north, but we can't find anything now. My maternal uncle also tried to find information, but had to give up. I suppose you can go thinking of the old times and say, this was ours.
In the past, North and South Korea have worked together to hold brief reunions for separated families. But around the time that diplomatic talks between the U.S. and North Korea failed in 2019, the reunion stopped. Park, the head of the village's community center, still holds out hope that one day he'll see a unified Korea.
If me talking about reunification was enough to bring it about, then I'd talk about it all day.
Lee feels the same way. He's the rice and pepper farmer who has lived in Tongil-chon his whole life.
Reunification? It took 1,000 years for the old Korean kingdoms to unify into one. It hasn't been 100 years since we've been split. I think some more time has to pass.
The villagers here live peaceful lives in a precarious region, but that's never stopped Tongil-chon from thriving. The village will always be a reminder of their past, but also a beacon of hope for a bright, peaceful, unified future. I'm Oscar Jimenez for KZU News.